In the light of the negative press that I have read, I think it is important to emphasize that the work of the Human Rights Council is not just pro forma. I mean, we have devoted a considerable amount of time to investigate any number of cases of alleged human rights violations, and you may or may not agree with the conclusions of the experts. But the experts have spoken.
Is it slightly diminished at all? I just wonder, is it slightly diminished that it wasn't a unanimous decision by the working group?
Well, it is correct that the Australian recused himself. And as far as the member who wrote his dissenting opinion, I think that even gives greater weight to the other opinion, because you see that they are truly independent. You have here one who, because of his nationality, decides he should not speak on the issue. The other one, who is honestly of the opinion that they had no jurisdiction. And three, who are real top legal experts, who decided that there were violations. Now, this committee has been functioning now for 40 years, has issued considerable jurisprudence, and it cannot just be for the waste paper basket. I mean, it means something.
So can I just return to the case in point now? So on the Assange point, I see very well that you, in your statement, you speak out against this so-called a la carte approach to human rights. But what exactly are you hoping will be the next step for Assange?
I think on the outstanding issues in Sweden...
The outstanding case against him, you mean?
That's right. That this decision by the working group will encourage the authorities to do what they have to do to settle the issue. Once the issue is settled, I would like to see that this man does not stay indefinitely in the embassy of Ecuador. I mean, there are many options that both UK and Sweden have in order to accommodate the findings of the working group. And this kind of blockage is unworthy of the system of human rights protection that we all have built together.